Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Kyle Meitzner. The New Testament reading for today is from John 9, 24 to 41. So for the second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" And they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Why, this is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. This incident in John chapter 9 is one of the more comical situations in the Gospels. I think it's one of the funniest incidents in the Bible altogether. You have a man who was born blind, who is healed by Jesus, who uses his own spit and mud as a balm, and then the Pharisees want to know who healed him. The formerly blind man doesn't really know. Well, he knows that it was Jesus, but he has no clue what he looks like. Well, why? Because he couldn't see. He was healed and he went to a pool to wash off, and when he came back, Jesus just wasn't there. The Pharisees continued to ask him about this incident because Jesus, you see, is healing on the Sabbath, which is a major theme in the Gospels. The question is, well, is it lawful to do good for your neighbor even on the day of rest? The Lord Jesus Christ heals on the Sabbath to show that the gifts of God are for the people of God, not the other way around. God serves his people. Now, remember that healings and miracles always serve a greater purpose. The healings are never the end goal in and of themselves. We often think that being healed from blindness is the goal, but that only serves something greater. The man who was born blind is healed in order to show that Jesus heals us of something far more serious, spiritual blindness. Jesus does the things that we think are impossible so that we would believe something greater. Is it easier to say, "I forgive you," or to say, "Get up and walk"? Is it easier to feed thousands with a few fish and two loaves of bread, or to forgive sins? It's very easy for us to get caught up in the struggles of everyday life, and we wish that a miracle would just fall from heaven and fix all of it, whatever it is we're facing, and we're all facing something. We just wish that the Lord would come and put everything aright and give us a miracle right now. But, beloved in Christ, the great miracle is that you would believe in Jesus, that you would believe that he is the Son of Man, the Son of God, God himself, come to us, to serve us, to redeem us, to give his life for us, that we would truly live. The great miracle is that the scales of unbelief would fall from your eyes and that you would be lifted up to see that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. This confession, this belief, this faith is the true miracle to which all the signs point. This is true sight. Whatever befalls you in this life, whatever comes your way, see that through it all, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Follow him and worship Jesus. What could be more frightening than being blind? I can't imagine not being able to see a world filled with color and light. If you're born blind, though, you might not know what you were missing. You would adapt and live a fine life. But then imagine what a glorious day it would be to finally have your sight, to see a flower in full bloom for the first time. Now, see that your eyes have been opened to see the world through Jesus Christ, a world where sin does not reign, but life and forgiveness, a world where death is overthrown by the death of Jesus, a world where Christ is risen and he is just the first of those who will rise. Open your eyes, dear saints, for Christ is risen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you found your martyr, Justin, wandering from teacher to teacher, searching for the true God. Grant that all who seek for a deeper knowledge of the sublime wisdom of your eternal word may be found by you, who sent your Son to seek and save the lost, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.